Hello, everybody. This is Celeste. Yes, I am back. It's been a long, long time since I've been on here, and I'm back, so I missed you all, and I hope you missed me, too. I need to start getting out there again and, you know, helping Jethro and everybody else. So, and we have Deanna Flanagan on here with us tonight.
Hi.
So, anyway, I don't know what to talk about first. Gosh, it's been so long. Do you have anything you want to talk about first, Deanna? Or
yeah. Well, geez, I don't know. Like right now, everybody's battling the storm. It's kind of crazy out there right now. A lot of changes, a lot of earth changes, a lot of things going on. You know,
gotcha.
and even personally, I hear a lot of people going through a lot of personal changes right now.
Yeah, I feel a lot of people are like, you know, some are getting really angry and some are, you know, don't know what to do with all these different changes coming about, you know. But some are feeling it, though, too, as positive.
Yeah, a lot of it's positive, but to some people it don't make sense. So you're right, they're getting angry or just scared. I think it's scared, you know, fear.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah, they're not sure how to take it, so. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Have you been talking or like studying or finding out more about the 5D light body, Deanna?
The what body?
The 5D, the five-dimensional light body. Have you?
The five-dimensional. Yeah, I've a little bit read about it, but not a lot because I have a full-time job too. So it's like I get to go, like every now and then I'll take a break and go on and start reading about it or reading about other things. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I have all these books because I work at Crystal Magic in Sedona. So I have all these books come through, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to read that one. Ooh, I want to read that one. And
I got a stack next to my bed. A stack like it's about 3 feet tall next to my bed of books.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. I love books, and I have so many started, and I haven't finished them all. And if I get bored of one, I go to another. And
I haven't gotten into the whole Kindle thing. I like the feel of a book, the smell of a book. I like the whole thing about a book.
Me too. I don't like the electronics. I like the old-fashioned, you know, get a cup of coffee or tea and sit back and
sit
read a book.
With it.
Wrap
up in a blanket. Oh, yeah.
That's my ideal downtime thing to do. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, many of you is probably feeling the light body coming in for quite some time and are consciously working on, like, activating the light body, you know, and others will have unconsciously already been activating their light body. So through purely, like, thought or word or even, like, actions and deeds, you know, so you can also activate it through having fun, playing, laughing, and just any kind of humor is also through sacred body movements like yoga and tai chi. I know you can also activate it through music, sound, or meditation. So if any of you are out there and you've been feeling the merge, the full merge will have taken place on December 12th through the 23rd, and that's what I feel. And it'll just be like a bliss-charged love frequency that creates the golden mean charged within. So I don't know if any of you are feeling that. Hopefully you are, and if you do, you know, let's talk about it, you know.
I've been working with the golden light quite a bit. I have been for about a year and a half, and wow, once you harness that, you bring it down in through your crown chakra, which is the top of your head, and down through your body, and you can, you know, pretty much heal anything within inside of you, and it feels fantastic, tingly and light, and it's wonderful.
Exactly. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of healings, too. I have a gold-filled etheric weaver from the Shambhala, the Buddha Maitreya, and I've been doing a lot of healings, people at work I work with, and just, you know, long distance a lot of. I just write down their name on the piece of paper. And
that's
what
I do, yes.
Cool, that's awesome. Yeah,
I'm finding it works like phenomenal that way. You just the long distance, and you put it on a paper, and then you send it to them, and it works phenomenal.
Exactly, and I'm like, how are you guys feeling? You know, did it work? You know, and I ask them the next day, and they're like, oh my god, yeah, it works great. You know, thank you so much. They're like, keep doing it. And I'm like, okay, but then I gotta like you know, I got to do one at a time. I haven't really mastered how to do everybody at once, you know?
Yeah. No, I do one at a time, and I'll probably, and I probably choose like four or five a night to do.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
And a lot of people, a lot of, it's been people that's been on the, pretty much on their deathbed that has been, you know, people, their friends coming to me and saying, can you please do it for this person, that person? And it's just been amazing, and they pop right out of it quick, and the doctors are like, how did that happen?
That's awesome.
It's been amazing. Mm.
I love it. That is so beautiful, so powerful.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like that's what's coming with our new 5D Earth, you know, the new Earth that's coming in after this shift has happened. And I really, you know, I really feel like the cities of light are coming. Sedona is, what I've heard, Sedona is supposed to be one of the first ones to appear. And, like, I don't know if you guys noticed out there the ring around the moon lately. Deanna, did you notice that?
I have been watching the moon a lot lately. It's been really, it's been wild. The moon has been really wild. I've noticed the ring, but I've also noticed the moon having, like, messages or shapes in it, too.
Yes, yes. Our friends, just the other night, I went to bed early because I had to get up the next day to go to work. But, they were like, you should have seen the moon last night. And I think it was on the 21st, I think is what they said. They had experienced... you know, like right here in Sedona, our friends here saw like a huge light ship on the 21st. And then they also saw like buildings and up there near the ring of the moon. And I feel like it's a city of light. And that's what they all thought it was too. I feel like it might even be a portal.
Yeah. So, a portal. That's what we discussed. It's like a portal. And you're seeing like things on the other side. That's what you're seeing, the shapes, the whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, some powerful energy. I looked up a scientific explanation. Of course, there's always one, you know, that they, like, try to explain it away. But it's formed by, it's caused by, like, ice crystals that form, like, really high up in the atmosphere, in the upper atmosphere, and it's called, like, a moon ring or a winter halo. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's neat.
Mm. Yeah. So, all right, well, you want to take a call and, you know,
sure.
See what we get, and then we can talk a little bit more.
Okay. Absolutely.
Awesome. We'll go with 144. She's been, or they've been holding for about 20 minutes, so. Hello, 144.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
I'm doing all right, yes. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes. Thanks for holding. What was your question?
Can you also do readings, or just more healing related?
I do readings and healings. So, and I think Deanna does the same thing. That's what she said. So we just need to keep it to a one question minimum. So.
All right. Sure. Okay. Sure. So my name is Deep, and my question is regarding my career. How my career is going to turn out in my current employment. I work as an IT consultant, and in spite of the fact that my career in this company I'm working with since the last 4 years is going up and down, I recently got promoted to a manager, and this job is very demanding in terms of performance, client expectations, and growth prospects. So this company expects employees to be very high performers and get promoted every 3-4 years, otherwise they are asked to leave. So I wanted to know how you see my future career in this company, and how long do you see me in this company?
Celeste, can you kind of give me the short version, because all I heard was muffles.
Sorry.
Okay. So he's in a company, he's been there for a very long time. He just got promoted to manager, and he's wanting to know how much longer do we see him with this company. But he's kind of seen it fluctuating up and down, so... I'm still, like, looking into it, too, so jump in there whenever you're ready, if you are, Deanna.
I feel like you still have a good 2 years left with this company anyway, but I feel like that you're going to want to change, like, going to be part of your change that you're going to want to do, not necessarily the company's. I feel like that you have other things coming down the pike for you, that you have other things you're qualified for or that you want to try. I wouldn't worry too much about it. I would put it and kind of try to reverse it and put the power back in your own hands. So that maybe you can be out there looking. There's something you've been wanting to do or want to do that you should pursue. That's what I'm hearing, and that you will get the opportunity to. I'm not hearing that it's something you really have to worry about that much.
Right. So is this if I leave in the next couple of years or so, would it be because I would want to leave, or would it be because my company would want me to leave?
I think it would be your thing. You would want to leave. I don't know. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, I'm saying that it would be you that wants to. That would be you. That it's your choice. Like you would want to leave because I feel like there's going to be opportunities there. There's going to be something you're going to want to do or opportunities that you're going to want to change for yourself. So I think it's going to be your choice.
Right. And do you see my career in the same, in IT all throughout, or do you see a shift towards anything? Because I'm opening up as a psychic as well, and I am trying to be a healer as well. So do you see me being in the profession, being a professional healer or psychic anytime?
Yes, that is part of the answer I gave you, that I see you wanting to do something else, and you will have the opportunity to do that. Which, yes, definitely, most definitely. It's going to be your choice. You're going to have things opening up for you.
Okay,
right.
Great. So we just needed to answer the one question. And if you need to get a hold of us, Deanna, how can he get a hold of you if he wants a further reading?
I can be reached at 207-752-1399 or Essence, ESSENCEOT at AOL.com or PsychicHealer11 at gmail.com. And just ask for Deanna Flanagan.
Cool.
Yeah, sure. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Deanna.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
You have a good night.
And you. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. Awesome. All right. Cool. All right. You're going to let's take another caller here. Let's see who's been holding here. We'll take 111 is next.
Hello?
Hello, 111. Hi. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Can we get your name and go ahead and give us a question?
Sure. My name is Shanice, and my question is, what will the outcome be of my son's father and I? Like, in the long term, what's the outcome of him going to be in regards to his relationship with me and his relationship to our son?
Okay. Can you say your name for me one more time?
Sure. My name is Shanice.
Janice?
Yes, Shanice. Okay. S-H-A-N-E-S-E.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Shanice. Okay. Let me see. Deanna, are you getting anything?
Well, I'm feeling, is he like there sometimes and sometimes not?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing he's not ready for commitment full on yet, and that he comes in and he goes out, he comes in and goes out. And I feel like that's just going to be his pattern for a while. He's just not quite, he can't quite grasp it yet. He's just not quite there.
It's not sinking in. Maybe you need to sit down with him, have a talk.
Mm-hmm. Definitely communication, because he's got fear, you know, obviously by doing this he has fear, and so you need to clear some of that fear away and put everything on the table, really talk about things. But he's a type of person that needs a space too. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay.
But talk about it, definitely talk and see where you stand. Don't guess at it. Definitely don't guess at it, and always just let him know how you're feeling or whatever. And at some point, you will definitely have your answer.
Okay.
But right now, he just needs a space, so you're not going to have an answer right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels like you're going to kind of be on your own for a bit until he, like, snaps into it. He's like, needs to, you know, be there. You know, you need a balance for your son. Oh.
Okay.
Cool. All right, Shanice, well, thank you for calling, and, you know, we'll state how you can get a hold of us here in just a little bit if you need a further reading or down the road in the future.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Awesome. Okay, great. We got more callers here waiting. How can they get a hold of you again, Deanna? After you tell them your info, I'm going to tell them my info, how to get a hold of me, too.
Okay. I can be reached at 207-752-1399, just ask for Deanna Flanagan, or at EssenceOT, E-S-S-E-N-C-E-O-T, at AOL.com, or PsychicHealer11@gmail.com.
Awesome. Okay. And are you running any specials or anything like that, Deanna, or how much is your approximate, or can they get that on your website, all of your, how much readings are and stuff?
Yeah, right now I'm still working up, on this new website, so you can't get that yet, but yes, I am running a special, so you can get a half-hour reading for $30, usually it's $45, and I'm running that probably for the month of January, through the month of January, and the healings, the long-distance healings is the same thing. So, yep, those are the specials I'm running.
Cool. Okay. And since I'm getting back into this, because my life has been consuming me, I'm running specials for $10 for 10 minutes and a 15-minute reading for $20. And you can get in touch with me through CelestialReadings77@yahoo.com. That's my email. And you can PayPal me via that email. And my number to get a hold of me to get a reading done or a long distance healing would be 928-592-8866. And if I don't answer, please just leave me a message. I'm quite busy. And I can also do long distance healings also. I'm going to do those with a donation based through PayPal. So I'm also on keen.com and I'm under Mystic Celeste. So if you want to reach me that way too. I think it's like I'm running like $1.99 a minute. So if you want to chat with me or call me that way, you can reach me that way also. Cool. So anyway, okay, let's do another reading here. Let's see who's been holding longer here. Let's do area code 718. Hi, 718.
Hello?
How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
Great. Okay, and can we get your first name?
My first name is Lynn.
Lynn, okay. And what's your question tonight, Lynn?
Okay, my question is in a relationship with a man who's been my friend for 20 years, but we took a chance and we've been lovers now for a year. And I'd like to know if it will progress any further, you know, much more of a commitment.
Okay, I don't know. I'm feeling rocky, after a little bit, and then it might steady out after that. Deanna, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no. That's fine. No, that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like, it's still kind of up in the air. But, yes, I feel like there's a good, strong, solid base there.
Okay.
But that transition from friend to lover, or friends and lovers now, has been a little kind of different or tricky. So once that's all like cleared out, or once that's adjusted, or what have you, I'm feeling like that is such a strong, solid base that you definitely can have long term with this person.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, he did make it clear that he's not ready for commitment, or he is petrified, and I mean scared.
Right.
I never seen him like this, but the reason also behind it is because he is friends with my daughter's father.
That's what I'm saying. That transition is still, that transition made it kind of, it's just not adjusted yet. So it's going to be a while, but there is a good possibility that there's a good, strong, solid base there for relationships.
Could you see like a timeline, like when you think it's going to really get better? Because my daughter took a very liking to him. I mean, she's like a father to her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, her father is, legally, he's not allowed to be around her. So she took a very strong liking to him. And, this is like the small little family that we have, and I'm really hoping that it will progress to something much stronger later on down the road.
Mm. Yeah, it's still going to take him a while.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm getting the word July. I don't know.
Yeah.
If that could be any significance, but they're telling me July. So just be steady, baby steps, you know, with him and his, you know, since he's so like frightened of, you know, getting serious.
Right.
So one day at a time, you know. Definitely.
Yeah.
Just
work with
him.
All things in moderation.
Really,
yeah.
Right. Right.
Don't push him.
I'm not trying to put. I'm really not, because I know it's more to it too. Like, I know his children's mother too. My kids grew up with his kids. I mean, it just, we know a whole internet, his social, his circle. I know them, so this is going to be devastating.
Well, remember the friendship first. Just remember that.
Yes.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, because, I mean, he's a very religious man, very spiritual, so he's helping me also back building up my spiritual belief and growth and everything and healing from all the damage that my ex did. I mean, he's a real positive person. This is somebody I really want to have. But it's like he is just so scared, and I feel like there's obstacles in our way, and I wish that he had the courage to move it so that we could be able to press forward.
Right.
Patience.
Yeah, you're like,
I'm hearing
ready.
Patience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gosh. Yeah. Patience is a virtue,
I
guess.
You waited 20 years. That's another
for 20 years, but within 20 years, 7 years, I was with my daughter's father. And then I broke up with him. We did try dating in 2008. I couldn't deal with it. So we broke it off. We went back together in 2011 and discovered that the feelings were still there. It never died. But he's afraid of commitment. He doesn't want to commit. And, you know, he keeps telling me that the relationship will go no further. But at the same time, he tells me we're more than friends, we're more than lovers. There's something that's more there, but he can't even put a name for it. So I could already see feelings and confusion.
You know, I feel, you know, when he feels like that familiar and, you know, he can't put a name on it, I feel like you guys have definitely had a past life together. And, you know, you're coming into this lifetime and you've found each other again. So I feel like you have, you know, more work to do. And, you know, just the fact that you guys found each other in this big wide world that we, you know, live in, and we just had this beautiful major love shift happen. Yeah, that's what I feel, why you guys feel that way.
Like
gosh, there's something more to this, not just
yeah, there's
you know,
more
love.
To it, but you can't put the finger on it. And then to top it, it's like he even admits, I mean, no matter how difficult the relationship is, he admit we'll never break up.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
It's really special.
So you just have to have patience, and what you do is don't have expectations. Enjoy it for what it is right now.
Yeah, one day at a time. Enjoy one day at a time, because this is all we have is this one moment. Try to be in the moment.
Yeah.
Don't think about the future. Don't think about the past. It's all about this one moment.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's hard when you're getting up there in age and you really want to really to have that settled down marriage life.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I hear what you're saying. I mean, take it. Each one day at a time. I mean, it's, we only see each other like maybe 4 times a month because he's a musician. He has 2 jobs, and he's already depressed right now because he's going to a bunch of funerals lately, and I know that started to, you know, get to him too.
Right,
definitely, yeah.
Yeah, he's got stuff to work through. He's working through it.
Right, exactly. Yep, so I hope we helped you. So you know how to get a hold of us, and we'll give our information out a little again if you want a further reading with either of us, and we wish you the best.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful night.
You too. Bye bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye now.
Okay. Well, we had some callers, and then one of them got dropped, and then another one got dropped. So I don't know what's going on. Crazy energies out there.
Yeah,
we're getting pretty stormy over here. It's been snowing off and on all day here in Sedona. It's really, really cold outside.
That's it. Wow.
Yeah, where are you at,
Anna? I'm in Maine. We were I'm in southern Maine on the seacoast, so we were one of the only few lucky ones that just got mostly rain.
Oh, wow, you're lucky. Oh, wow.
Yeah, all around us, they got lots of snow.
That's beautiful. We're actually going to be going to Maine. My stepmom, we actually, she got all excited because we're getting ready to go on the road. And, yeah, so that'll be where she's going to move to. So we'll have to meet up.
Oh, wow. What part of Maine?
She's actually, her parents live in Nova Scotia, so she's Canadian. But she's, yeah, so she's going to buy some property, and she's like, come on over, park your RV here and hang out. I'm like, sweet. So
that's
I can't
awesome.
Wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what, I think it's Pembroke.
Pembroke?
Yeah. P-E-M-B-R-O-O-K.
Yeah.
I'm
that's just near the border of Canada.
Yeah, there's all kinds of little water inlets in and out.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, she's got her nice little farm and lots of sheds, so she'll be moving there in May, so I'm excited,
nice.
You know, and I got
yeah,
my two little
awesome.
Sisters with her, so yay. So yeah,
yeah
we'll definitely.
That's great.
Yeah, I'll definitely
yeah, we'll
have to
come have to. You roll through Maine, you have to let me know.
Heck yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah.
So I wanted to talk a little bit before we go to a short break here. Have you guys, has anybody out there, like, I don't know, I have been feeling, like, really, like, light and, like, in a dreamlike peace and a calmness, not
mm-hmm.
so much, like, chaotic energy, like, before the shift.
Yeah.
But,
before
yeah.
the shift, it built up to a head.
Yes.
Like,
it did,
really
didn't
chaotic.
It? Like a
yeah.
big pimple, and it just wanted to pop.
Exactly.
But, yeah, wow. The rising and the field of love is exactly what has happened. So with that shift, I don't know if anybody felt it, but, man, we were up on top of Cathedral in a vortex, and we're laying there meditating at 11 a.m., and, boy, in the last few days, I've been so dizzy. Just all of a sudden, I'm just like, feel like I've, you know, drank 20,000 beers or something, which I don't drink, but holy cow. And did you
yeah.
anybody hear about the 3 days of darkness that they were all prophesying that would happen, which didn't happen, obviously, because they were supposed to happen on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. I don't know if any of you heard about that. I know they've talked about it in the Bible. So
yeah.
that's pretty interesting. So I feel like the light quotient has increased over the last several days, and it'll continue to increase. So the pressure will even ease off as more light and love come onto this earth. So yeah, go ahead.
I feel very, very at peace. Like, I was feeling that pressure, and now I'm feeling very at peace because I took time. You know, I shut my business down.
Oh, really?
For a little while. And I just took time for myself just to breathe it in and to soak it in and not be too busy or too rushy to miss it.
That's perfect.
So now,
you don't need to be doing a lot during this big shift. I mean, I'm still experiencing it. I don't know if anybody out there or you are, Diana, but
yeah,
I'm sure you are. So.
Yeah, it's a heightened like I being psychic or what we do. I mean, we know and we have this anyway,
mm-hmm.
but it's even higher.
Right,
know,
it's a more and more heightened awareness.
Yeah.
And that's what consciousness means, is awareness. It's more of a heightened awareness. You know,
yeah.
they talk about our gifts. You know, people like, oh, I'm not psychic. Yeah, everybody's psychic. They just need to choose to use their gift. They just need to practice just like anything else. And I feel like it's going to even become even more, you know, you just, like, tap into it even easier and more. And, like,
easier.
Right now, your thoughts are manifesting into the physical. And especially now after this shift, they are going to, like that, they are going to manifest instantly. And I know I've been feeling that. Like, today I helped my mom find a place to live. You know, she's, you know, closing an old chapter of her life. And I was so grateful that we found her a place, you know, here in Arizona.
Yeah.
Something that she can afford, and I know I won't have to worry about that when I'm on the road. So I'm really grateful to Spirit and just all my guides and the angels. Wow, you know, you just got to manifest, people. Start intending what you really, really want in life, but be careful what you ask for.
And that's just it. You have to, where the words are being heard, you have to make sure they're positive and they're really specific in what you want.
Exactly. Oh, I just got chills. Yeah. Like truth chills. just went up my spine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's very important to really kind of watch your words. And I'm going to start a new chapter in my life too, but isn't it the timing just perfect. You know, I've been procrastinating on this for the past 7 years. And finally, I'm like, that's it. I'm done. I'm starting a new chapter. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I really thought that we'd be here in Sedona for a really longer time. But you know what? We wanted to do our dream. We're going to travel and see, meet new people, and we're going to, like, spread the light and spread the love.
Oh, my God. Beautiful. Love it.
I just got to manifest money to fill up the RV.
Yeah, that's it. That's the thing. It's like, oh, yes, that's my dream. I want to do it. But, yeah, it's the money. And, you know, really, it's the money piece for a lot of people. If you think about it, you take the money piece of money. Really, you have everything you need, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's just that money piece that's really getting people stressed and, you know,
it is,
everything
but,
uptight.
Mm. Right, but money is energy. So you guys, everybody,
mm-hmm.
all of us can manifest it. We just got to expect, you know, ask, believe, and receive, you know, the secret. You know, if you've ever watched The Secret, you got to follow that, say your intentions, be in gratitude for what you already have. You know, and just manifest money. Like, I am abundant. I am prosperous. And you got to say it with such a feeling, a buzzing inside of your soul, like right in your heart, that cool little feeling, you know, that little buzz.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, right to the core. Yeah, right
yes.
to the core. Instead of, oh, I don't have enough, or I can't pay this, or I can't. You got to get rid of those negative words.
Definitely.
And just turn it all to positive. Like Celeste said, I am. I am abundant.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No.
So excited about it.
We're rolling along the same way. I am abundant. I am wealthy. I am blessed. I am, you know, all kinds of great things.
Yes, I am a light being. I am a star seed. I am here to raise the consciousness of everybody, so we can all ascend into the next dimension. You know, we're only on the fifth. You know, some people are still on the fourth or even the third dimension. Mm. But, you know, we're going to go all the way up, I think, to level 13.
13. It goes up to 13, yeah.
I thought so. Cool.
Yeah.
So, and we all can't leave this earth without the rest of everybody, every single person. So wake up, people. There's so much more to life, you know. And just be grateful and love everybody, everything, even the animals and the plants, the trees, the stones.
Well,
they are all living.
This is what I think, why I'm changing, shifting gears and changing too, like you are, like a lot of us are. Is I'm being called, I used to 25 years ago when I started this journey, I used to teach all the time. Now, fascinating, because 25 years ago, you know how the energy was tough, closed down, whatever. But people were open to it. And then I stopped because I opened my own business. And then I teach here and there. So now I'm being called to get rid of the business because I don't have time for all this stuff I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And to teach again and help more and do all I can do. Yeah, that's
beautiful.
The calling I'm getting.
Me too.
And I don't know where the money's coming from, but...
doesn't matter. It'll be provided for. You know, you got to believe in spirit. And you are, you know, I feel my belief, we are all little mini gods. We are all a spark of the divine.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, are just as powerful. You know, God doesn't want us to suffer or feel sad or, you know, hurt or lack anything. We've got to manifest it on our own, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because really what it all boils down to is love.
Exactly.
Love and light.
Yes, love is the answer to every single question that anybody ever has. Yeah.
Yeah. Pure love.
Yes, pure love. I just love it. Oh, gives me goosebumps. Cool. Well, again, I guess we should take another caller.
Okay.
And then
we can
talk more. Okay, cool. We're going to take 917. Hi, 917. How are you? Hello, 917? Hello? Okay. I guess they're not there. All right, let's try next one. Let's see. We'll try 203. Hi, 203. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. Did we, did you have a question for us?
I do, but I just want to say you two talk with so much passion. I can just feel it. And I know because I'm a passionate person, too.
Oh, that's
nice.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that.
Oh, my pleasure. Make me cry. So emotional lately. God, it must be this shift.
Yeah, yeah. I am
the
like
love
a,
energy. So go
I,
ahead.
I'm
what's your name?
Ebony.
Ebony. Oh, how pretty. I
Ebony.
Love that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool. Awesome. Okay, Ebony, did you have a question?
Yeah, I just... I want to know if there's anything you can tell me, any messages from the other side that I should know of, because there's a lot going on. Nothing really, well, there's a lot, but I don't really have a specific question. Is there anything that you can tell me that maybe something or someone from the other side could be trying to tell me?
Oh, I'm feeling like an uncle or something from your father's side has passed. Is this true?
Somebody. Well, I don't really know his family like that.
Yeah,
I'm telling a grandma figure, too.
Oh, yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah.
There was a couple.
You do know. Yeah.
Who said something about a grandmother?
That was me, Celeste. I feel a grandma figure, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both.
Well, I'm feeling like are you getting ready to move or moving?
I want to, but...
Because they're telling me, this person's telling me that you need to move or you should move, not to procrastinate, because this move is a symbolic of a movement in your life.
Yeah.
So that could mean just your life, you know, moving in life, but that's what they're saying. It's time for you to move, being symbolic of movement in life. So once you do this, they're saying that this place, this kind of where you keep seeming to come up against obstacles and stuck, that place that you're at is going to shift. You're almost there. They're saying you're almost there. You're on the right track, but you have to do this yourself. Like, you have to make a few choices that you probably are hard choices or you don't want to, that you've been procrastinating about. And when you do that, a lot of things are just going to start flowing and opening up.
Really? So not a physical move, but more or
it
less...
It might not be a physical move. Yeah, I think it's a movement within yourself.
Definitely
a movement within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're saying it's stuck or stagnant or something along
yes,
that line.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of things seem to be, really hard decisions and obstacles and blockages. And you're not... It's like you're going around and around and around.
Yes.
And you're not
and you're not
really picking a specific something. You've got thoughts, you've got ideas, but you're not picking it. You've got to pick it, you've got to do it, and you've got to just trust.
Trust, leap of faith. I feel like start following your passions. What do you want to do in life? Now's the time to do it. Just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I want to do.
Yeah, and that's why you're frustrated. Because you're holding yourself back. Once you let that go, wow, it's going to be like floodgates opening up.
Yeah.
Does everybody else have, like, physical safety nets? And with me, in a way, I feel like I don't really have that. So I'm afraid that, okay, if I do this, then I'm going to fall, and then, you know, I could lose everything that I have.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are the leaps of faith. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm going through the same thing, and those are really the leaps of faith you have to take, because the energy did shift. Now is the time. Like, maybe it didn't happen, you know, prior to the energy shift because it was just too hard, too difficult. But now it's going to be easier. So now's the time.
Yep, I totally agree with everything she said. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I gotta do it.
Just gotta do it. It'll be okay.
Yep. Yeah, you won't. You're not gonna. You'll be all right. Things will end up all right.
They will.
Okay.
Because you're always where you're meant to be, I feel.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I'm so surprised that came from my father's side, because I never really had a relationship with them. I always thought that they never really even cared because we lived in the same town and I didn't know these people, you know,
mm-hmm.
So that's just so strange.
Yeah, it's funny because we're all called to maybe do something when we get to the other side, and this person is with you and watches over you because they weren't here in the earthly plane with you. That doesn't mean they weren't, their energy wasn't around you, or over there it's different when they,
exactly.
You know, it's yep. different than the earth plane.
Absolutely. They're probably, you know, like right as, you know, after they've passed over and got started in their stuff over there, they probably started coming and hanging out with you and got to know you through your higher self and through your guides and your angels. And, you know, I'm sure they were with you, you know, following you around and everything. That's how I look at it. So.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, you know how to get a hold of us, and we'll put out our information here in a little bit again. So, cool.
Can you mute me so I could stay online?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure.
Take care.
Cool. That was so cool.
Mm.
All right. Good job there, Deanna. Like, wow, you pegged it on the head there. I did feel a grandma presence with her, so that's cool.
I did too, but the one that wanted to speak the loudest was this.
Like,
this yeah, there was like four or five people with her, but the one that wanted to speak the loudest was this. It's like an uncle. He's saying, I'm an uncle.
I'm an uncle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like about four or five people. Yeah, definitely like a group for her there to support her. So just know that. She's going to be supported in the spirit realm, definitely.
Sure.
Cool. Okay. Let's see. We have about 18 minutes more. Let's go ahead and take a little quick break here, and I'm going to put on some Sir Magnus Gimme here, and we'll take a little break, and we'll come back. In about, let's see, what do you think, Deanna, 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good, yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Hold on, everybody. I'll give you some tunage here.
Word. Give it away.
Okay, and we are back live on the air. Psychics Gone Wild. Welcome back, everybody, and Deanna. And
yeah.
That was Sir Magnus Gimme. That's a pretty cool song. I actually haven't heard that one yet. So I could really,
yeah.
like, you know, do some, like, jamming out, you know, dancing.
I thought that was going to be grooving to it.
It's awesome. I need to learn to dance, which I don't dance very well, but everybody says I do. But, yeah. Anyway. So let's see. I'm going to go ahead and get my information out again, and we got about 15 minutes left, approximately. So I am running a special right now, 10 minutes for $10 or 15 minutes for $20. You can also reach me through keen.com under Mystic Celeste, and I do readings on there. I do animal communication. Sorry, today I can't talk. I do angel communication, long-distance healings. I can do that, you know, not just through keen.com, but I can do it, you know, from my home here in Sedona, my temporary home, until I move into the RV and we start traveling. Yay! Let's see. And I'm just going to do the like a donation base for long-distance healing. I'll just write down your name, and then I'll just, you know, do really intense prayers and see what I feel, because I have an etheric weaver that I use, and it's really been working really well for people around here in Sedona that are in need of healing. And so you can PayPal through my email is celestialreadings77@yahoo.com. And you can reach me by phone and schedule a reading. If I don't answer, please leave me a message. And it's 928-592-8866. And I'll get back to you as fast as I can, because I want to help people. I really do. So if you have any concerns or anything, or you need healing or whatever, I am there. So, and Deanna, can you hand out your information again?
Sure. You can reach me at 207-752-1399 or at EssenceOT, E-S-S-E-N-C-E-O-T at AOL.com or PsychicHealer11@gmail.com. And some of the special, and I agree with you. I mean, I'm here to help people too. And I do, you know, sliding scales if people need it, if you really need the help. And I am running a special of $30 for a half an hour for a reading. And I do have the, I forgot to mention before, the 15 minutes for $20 as well. But usually everybody wants a half an hour. That's why sometimes I don't mention it.
Right.
But it is there for you, because sometimes that's enough. You can get plenty of info in that time too. And also the healings. Yes, if you just want a quick prayer, like you said, I send those all the time for nothing. But I do longer healings too. And the longer healing is $30. And that's when I really work on you. For like, I sit here and work on you for a half hour to an hour. Depends what it takes. For other things, like I can remove blockages, and I can, you know, change your, shift your energy. I can, if you have health issues, I can work on those. If you're going in for an operation, et cetera, there's all kinds of reasons that a healing is fantastic. It just helps you to get lighter and to heal quicker.
Definitely.
And so those are all things that I am offering right now. And yes, definitely, we're here to help. That's what we're doing. We just want to help as many people as we can. So please, you know, contact us.
Yes.
And my PayPal is the same as EssenceOT@AOL.com. That's my PayPal address, or whatever you want to call it.
Awesome. Very cool. Mm. All right, well, let's take at least one more caller, and then I wanted to say something for you guys to think about tonight before we close. So let's see. Who has been waiting here? Let's see.
Who's the lucky?
What's that?
Who's the lucky one?
I know, huh? I think this one's been waiting for 26 minutes. I can't keep track here. Let me see. Let's go ahead and go with 717. I'm feeling 717 tonight. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. What's your name?
My name is Corrine.
Corrine. Hi, Corrine. What was your question for tonight?
I just needed to know if there are any quick messages from my angels or spirit guides for me.
You want this one, Celeste?
Yeah, I'm... I'm immediately picking up the word healing. You're telling me there's either a healing going on with someone, either you or someone very close to you. It may not be a physical healing. It could just be a spiritual healing. That's what I'm picking up.
I'm feeling that she's a healer.
Yeah, okay,
I think the healing you're picking up is that she has the ability to heal and should be if she's not already. Well, I'm talking third person. You should.
you have
the ability to heal. And if you're not, are you already doing healing work?
Yes, some. Yes.
Awesome.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm.
Actually, though, I've been working on some healing of my own self first before I branch out too far.
Oh, definitely.
I've had
that's perfect. You need to do that
chakra. So that's been, the difficult thing is that I can't go step out too far with it too much because until I'm fully healed, I can't really heal others.
Right.
So that's kind of where I'm at with that. So I think I'm well on my way, though.
I think that you can. I think that you can heal others if you're not healed completely because that's what helps you to heal. And so I think that you should get out there and try just to, start on friends, family, and see the results or see what they get because it will help you to heal yourself quicker.
Absolutely. Yeah, just get out there and say, hey, I want to do healing on you. Let me know if you feel anything, maybe even work on animals.
I definitely think I do. No doubt about that.
It's awesome. Yeah. See, you're awakening. That's phenomenal. See, people are starting to wake up. It's the shift. Everybody's like coming into their own consciousness, their own awareness. That's beautiful.
You're gonna go. If you keep with it and really believe in it, you'll go far with it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Any other messages, or that's pretty much it at the moment.
Do you have a sister?
That's pretty much what I. Yeah.
Do you have a sister
on the other side?
Yes, that's what she's coming through. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Because she's like sister. So anyway, she's been with you. Excuse me. So my throat's closing up on this one. She's been with you for quite some time. And she's around. She says she's been coming to you.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. She says she tries to get through to you with like, different little signs or whatnot, smells, and that she's around with you. So she's telling you to trust in yourself. That's what she's telling you. Just really trust in yourself. You have to remove some of those blockages that you don't. There's parts of you that don't trust in yourself or believe. You got to remove those. That's what she's saying, because you are worth it.
Now, she actually didn't, never came through completely into this life. Does she give you a name that she had from prior life or whatever?
It's coming up, SH something. I can't get a full name, but it's coming up SH something.
Sheila? I don't know.
Yeah, it is something along that line. As I can get is SH. Yeah, but she is with you. And even though they don't fully come to form or what have you, they're still, beings. And she was with you in another life, too.
Wow.
So, three other lives. Yeah, she was with you in three other lives.
Wow.
And she will be with you in probably, probably throughout. She's saying throughout. Up and on throughout.
That's awesome. So, you mm-hmm. Call on her and say, hey, whatever, Sheila or
Shiva, 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 Shiva. It's something
cool.
Yeah, I don't always get clear names. Sometimes they're very clear and sometimes they're not.
Right.
Yeah, and it was from one of those past lives.
Yes, I understand that's why I was...
Yeah.
Maybe sit down and meditate and ask her to come forward. and try to get a name. Just clear your mind. Ask your ego and your shadow self to step aside. Make sure it's your higher self, and maybe your higher self and her spirit can connect and ask her her name. That way you can always call on her.
Right.
Yeah, you can talk to her, and she's there.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Awesome. That's the first time she's ever come through for me in a reading, so that's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you. She's right there.
You're welcome.
That's kind of amazing, because I just didn't expect that. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's beautiful. Well, we hope you call back and listen in again. Tomorrow we'll have another show on Psychics Gone Wild, so please call back in. And have a beautiful night.
You too. Mm. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Okay, cool. Well, it's 7:57. We're getting close to closing and wrapping it up here. Just want to let everybody know before we say goodbye, the energies are still really pretty intense, and we'll continue in the activating the energies, so every living being is being attuned right now and awakened, and this will continue until every living being is fully awakened into the light. And light means, for me, it means information, and love means creation. So just keep shining your light and help those around you any way you can, whether it be really small or just a smile at somebody who's having a bad day. You could just turn their whole day around. So.
Smiles are huge. Yeah, smiles are huge lately.
Yeah.
People are needing that. They need old-fashioned community. They need smiles. They need even just, like, pay the person behind you toll at the toll booth, you know?
Exactly.
Anything like that. Yeah, pay it forward. Right now, people are really just needing that so that we can all get lighter.
Absolutely. So keep that in mind, everybody. Just spread the love. Feel the love. Open up your heart. Open up your heart that you have, and open up your higher heart that's above your physical body heart. You have a higher heart above it, and it's between your throat chakra and your heart. So that one's like a rose pink color. So just start living from your high heart and be in compassion and sympathy, you know, just love everybody. Spread the love.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so I hope you guys all listen in again next time. I should be on next week. So I should be on again next week. And Deanna, when will you be back on? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I'm back on Thursday with, I guess, Jethro.
Cool.
We usually do Thursday nights together, yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, we were supposed to do one last night, me and Jethro, but, yeah, he had
it
a glass
work,
of
yeah.
wine, and they wouldn't let Jethro sign in, so, and I was here waiting, and, yeah, there was no show scheduled, so I guess it wasn't meant to be.
That's right. You're on tonight.
So,
that's good.
Yeah, it was so nice chatting with you, Deanna, and reading with you. I can't wait to meet you in person in Maine this coming spring.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we'll have to connect on Facebook. So.
Yeah, send me a friend link.
I sure will, definitely. I'll do that right away, as soon as I hang up.
All right.
So
awesome.
We love you all. Have a beautiful night, and we will talk to everybody again soon.
Good night.
Good night, Deanna.